You're listening to Roundtable. Paying your friends, relatives, or neighbors a home visit used to be common, but now people simply don't do it anymore. Why is it?
Yeah, according to a recent survey from China Youth Daily, 82.1% of 2002 people involved say that less people are visiting each other at their homes. 10.8% of them say that they feel nothing about it. God, they just don't care. They're like, meh.
They don't care.
Meh. When they're asked about it. But looking at this, guys, I think actually, you know, there's all these different percentages that they have. Like, let's say 43.4% admit that they just want to stay at home. Maybe they're just being lazy. 40.1% blame that not for having enough spare time. People are busy. 39.7% think that visiting others' home may bother them. You know, for me, it's always been so. I'm one of these people. I don't like visiting. No, I don't like having people visit me. Okay, that may sound like Ebenezer Scrooge, total grouch-tastic. Maybe that's me. But at the same time, when you let someone in your house, that's your personal space.
Yes.
I'm not afraid that they're going to steal anything or any of that because they're my friends, right?
What?
Now, hear me out. I'm clearly explaining myself. But when someone sees my place, they see me. They see who I am, how I live, the things that I care about, the things I don't care about. Maybe like my bathroom's not spotless. That's embarrassing. But these kind of things, my bed's not made. They might think I'm a slob. But if they never saw my place, they would never know that. I'm not saying that my place is like that, just so everybody knows. Just making a point.
I totally understand what you're saying. It's like if you go out with someone and you go to a nice fancy dinner place and you have this little date with whoever. It's nice and the only thing you have to do is take care of yourself. But if you're inviting people over, you're like, you have to take care of the place. You have to clean. You have to organize.
Do dishes.
That is why I really totally want to visit people in their home. Don't embarrass them. It's
invite
so
New
fun.
Auckland over.
But your friends might not necessarily be happy to receive
no,
you.
No, they're not.
Uh-oh.
I can totally understand when you open up your home to your friends, relatives, or neighbors, whoever, to come in. It is opening up your life to them.
Yes.
I can totally understand that. But why are people not happy doing this anymore? Because in the past, it was kind of common to go to people's homes.
I feel like it's because they have more options. You have too many places to hang out. You can go to enjoy a beautiful sightseeing. You can go to KTV. You can have a dinner. You can watch a movie. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can just spend your time with them.
At the same time, I would argue that that's been there for a very long time, New Honglin. I think what hasn't been there is social media platforms
and
the ability to never have to leave your place. I can interact with you without really having to see your beautiful face. So these kind of things, this has been a recent thing. So I think many times that might also contribute to why people are hermits and don't want anybody to visit them.
Yeah, that could be a reason. And also, I see in certain cities that are known for super high housing price, like Tokyo or like Hong Kong, those locals are known for not being very friendly to invite people back to their homes. It's not like they're not friendly. It's usually because they live in a pigeonhole and they don't feel comfortable for you to come and visit them. Well, that's not too sad, the situation in Beijing just yet, and I hope it keeps it that way. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everyone!